argued right now by the CDC via the Biden Department of Justice. So Anthony Fauci, the King Smurf, as it were, may have actually undercut the administration's legal argument by saying the pandemic phase of COVID is over, because they're arguing it's still necessary because the pandemic phase isn't over.
He prefers Tyrant King Smurf, Clay, yes, just so everybody knows that he gets to call all the shots. Look, we're going to continue to try to hold all of the lockdowners and Fauciites accountable here going forward, because until the American people have voted after 2 years of the madness, we haven't actually seen what they really think of all this. And it needs to be an enormous repudiation. We're going to have more for you tomorrow. Maybe Clay will go watch the new Batman movie. And everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll have fun with you. Come hang.
More Little League. I wish I had time for movies.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In Gulfport, Mississippi, three people have been killed in a shooting at a hotel. In a standoff situation, officers reportedly now have a suspect barricaded inside a nearby business. Russia has cut off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria in an escalation of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine. Karen Chamas reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called the move a provocation by the Kremlin.
But it comes as no surprise that the Kremlin uses fossil fuels to try to blackmail us.
Polish Environment Minister Anna Moskwa said Poland had prepared for this situation. From the first day of the war, we have been delivering this message that we are ready for full independence from Russia's fossil fuels. Although less prepared, Bulgarian Energy Minister Alexander Nikolov is hopeful Bulgaria will manage with EU support. Bulgaria hopes that alternative routes and supplies will also be secured at EU level. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at townhall.com, stiff winds remain a challenge, but beefed-up fire crews are making significant progress on a large prairie fire burning near the Nebraska-Kansas line. That blaze has killed a former volunteer fire chief and injured several firefighters. It's been a rough week on Wall Street.
On Wall Street, it's been a volatile week for the major indexes, and it's not over yet. Market analyst Ed Moya with OANDA says traders are reacting to a mixed bag of earnings reports from companies, and investors have concerns over the next expected rate hike from the Federal Reserve to fight inflation, which Moya and most analysts predict will be 2 half-point rate rises. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Dow is now ahead 184 points, the NASDAQ up 39. More at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we our United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Two sites are close to the Las Vegas Strip. Those are the front runners for where the Oakland A's would build a ballpark in southern Nevada. Team President Dave Cabal says one site the team would buy outright, while the other would probably involve a partnership with an existing resort operator. He did not confirm the location of any of the five sites, which are still being considered. The potential site could be revealed next month, but team officials say the process is taking a bit longer than they first thought. While checking out potential sites in Las Vegas, the A's continue their parallel path for a new waterfront ballpark in the city of Oakland. Well, it looks like Houston billionaire Tillman Fertitta is buying some property on the Las Vegas Strip with plans to build an upscale hotel casino. The 6 acres in question are on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Harmon. Sources say that Fertitta is paying more than $200 million for that property. The deal expected to close within the next few months. He also owns the Golden Nugget in downtown Las Vegas. Well, what do you think about the Desert Dogs? That's right, that's the new National Lacrosse League team here in Las Vegas. We'll Tell you more about that next hour.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15. Lane restrictions downtown on the 515, east at Main and west at Eastern. And road closures begin at 10 o'clock tonight through 9 p.m. Saturday on Las Vegas Boulevard in front of the Bellagio and Flamingo from the Boulevard to Koval.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's hard to believe we've got an election coming, and it's coming quickly. Believe it or not, we are just weeks away from sample ballots coming out around May 11th. Mail ballots will come out the 25th. Early voting begins May 28th, runs through June 10th, and Election Day, June 14th. It's hard to believe it, but this election is on top of us. And here in the state of Nevada to help us turn this state back to a red state is a group that I had not heard a lot about, but now we're starting to hear more and more about them. It's the Republican State Leadership Committee, and Deputy Communications Director Mason DePalma joins us. Mason, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Live and Local.
Hey, Kevin, good afternoon, and I really appreciate you giving me an opportunity to come and talk with you today.
Okay, what is the RSLC, and what is the mission statement of the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Republican State Leadership Committee, so we are a national organization that focuses in on recruiting, training, and electing Republicans to multiple down-ballot state-level offices. And actually something that I think makes us, you know, pretty unique compared to some of the other national committees, you hear the RNC, you hear the NRSC. We are actually the only national committee that helps deliver wins for Republicans in races for the state legislatures, lieutenant governors, secretaries of state, agriculture officials, and state judges nationwide. So as you can see, we kind of have our hands in a lot of different areas here, which, again, why it makes us, in my personal opinion, pretty unique from some of those other committees.
What is your sense? You talk with people all across our state, all 17 counties. What is your sense of the electorate going into this midterm election?
Yeah, well, listen, Kevin, I'll tell you one thing. Republicans in Nevada are fired up right now. They have tons of momentum, heading into November. And really, can you blame them? Because, listen, look at Democrats in Carson City in the legislature. They're completely in lockstep with the Biden agenda, which, you take a look at it. We're a year in, and this president, this administration, backed by his allies in Congress, has given us the highest inflation in 40 years, skyrocketing gas prices, and we've also seen prices at the grocery store increase as well, and it's hitting Nevadans particularly hard. So I think when you tie all those factors in, how could you say that Republicans clearly don't have all the momentum heading into November?
What are the issues that are resonating and I know it may vary from northern Nevada, where mining and water rights and things like that are real popular, to here in the southern part of the state, where it may be something more attuned to public safety, things like that. What are the issues that you're hearing most about from folks here in Nevada?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I think that, you know, the issues that I just mentioned there, you know, the highest inflation in 40 years, you know, those skyrocketing gas prices, you know, we know that they're hitting, you know, Americans, you know, all across the country, you know, particularly hard. And, you know, when you take a look at Nevada, too, you know, they're right there. They're getting hit with those things that I just mentioned as well. So, you know, I think this also ties into, you know, how Nevada also has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. So, again, you know, when you tie all of these issues together, you know, these are what people are talking about. They're getting hit by these things, and it's because of the failing Biden administration and congressional Democrats. And it trickles back down, too, to what I was talking about before with Democrats in the legislature in Carson City. And they refuse to stand up to this president and push back on these harmful policies. And it's quite shameful.
What are the methods that you use to move the needle, so to speak, in our state? And I understand that you've got a major ad buy that has been placed. Can you talk a little bit about how you move that needle?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let me hit on, you know, those ads that we recently just did in Nevada. And, you know, I'll start, you know, right here with, you know, our policy arm of the State Government Leadership Foundation. We released our new ad this past Monday targeting digital platforms across the state of Nevada. You know, this tells a really compelling story. It's called Tale of Two Americas. And it pretty much, you know, just hits on, you know, a lot of these issues that we've been talking about in our conversation right here. And how, you know, again, you know, how this is firing folks up to go and get to the ballot box in November. And, you know, I'm talking about this ad. And, you know, if your viewers haven't checked it out yet, the Nevada Globe actually did a wonderful story on this. Megan Barth, and I know she was on your program recently, did a fantastic job. So I encourage your viewers to go and, you know, check that out. And then also another ad that we recently did, too. Was one that, you know, targets regretful Biden voters. And by looking at the numbers in Nevada, you know, something that pops up to me as to why we did that is that, you know, I think, you know, looking at the numbers from Nevada GOP, they added something of like 24,000 new voters. So you're seeing this massive trend of, you know, folks in the state switching their registration from Democrat to Republican. So, you know, again, you know, we take all of these issues, you know, and, you know, this is how we're moving the needle in Nevada. It's firing folks up. And, you know, we are not going to be surprised at, you know, the momentum that this brings to the ballot box in November.
You mentioned how here in Nevada we're having we're kind of closing the registration gap. Is that something that's consistent with what you're seeing around the country?
Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, Nevada is quite different, you know, from other states across the country. But, you know, just speaking, you know, in terms of, you know, what we're seeing in Nevada with those registrations, you know, it's very indicative, again, as to, you know, the type of environment, you know, politically that, you know, we're dealing with right now. You know, again, I think, you know, when you see those numbers, you know, from the Nevada Independent specifically, it just shows the amount of enthusiasm that Republicans, you know, continue to gain here. And then also, you know, listen, I take a look as well, you know, factoring this into, you know, why Nevada Democrats are so scared right now, because quite honestly, I mean, you take a look at the margins that they're holding right now. They got a 3-seat advantage in the Senate. They got a 10-seat advantage in the House. So, you know, that is by no means comfortable. And I'll tell you what, you know, if they don't turn it around, you know, they're going to see some major losses. And I think, you know, that kind of, you know, trend is something that we're seeing across the country as well.
Now, I saw that the DLCC, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, has targeted five incumbents in the Assembly and the Senate here in the state of Nevada. What are you doing to help those candidates?
Yeah, well, listen, Kevin, you know, we're going to take a look at, you know, those races. And, you know, listen, you know, the DLCC putting, you know, those spotlights out, you know, this early in the game already shows us that, you know, again, that they are running scared. They don't have an answer for for this president's, you know, harmful administration, these harmful policies that have completely destroyed, the economy, not only in Nevada, but across the country as well. So it also shows us, too, that they're on the defensive. We are on the offensive. And, you know, again, this is just going to play into our hand, you know, coming into November here.
Again, Mason DePalma joining us, Deputy Communications Director for the Republican State Leadership Committee. And I've got to ask you, one of the key issues from people that I talk to on a regular basis on this show, off the air, and that is the integrity of the vote. Are you convinced that come November, we'll end up with free and fair elections here in the state of Nevada?
Absolutely, Kevin. There's not a doubt in my mind that we're going to have free and fair elections here.
And as far as the integrity of the vote, do you folks even go into that arena? It's being challenged all over the state. Is this something that you folks are going to be talking about?
Listen, Kevin, I think, you know, what we are focused in on right now is just generating momentum. We want people to come out and vote. And again, you know, we're talking about, you know, these registration flips here. And again, that is so indicative as to why we think we're going to have, you know, major gains here. You know, I can't say it enough. Folks are enthused, especially in Nevada. You know, before I came on your program this afternoon, I was looking at a couple of polls. I saw one from Suffolk University. Has President Biden at a 59% disapproval ratings among Nevadans? And then also, again, going back to the Nevada Globe, I saw you know, they did another story on the recent Morning Consult poll that came out that, you know, has President Biden's approval rating dropping 11 points in Nevada. So, again, you know, we look at these things. We tie them all together here. Folks are tired of failed Democrat leadership, whether it's in Washington, D.C., and Carson City. And again, you know, we're going to keep hitting this. We're going to make sure people get to the ballot box and vote for more state Republicans.
What is it you need from my listeners? I know people are always coming to me and saying, hey, what can I do? I don't necessarily want to support a candidate, one candidate. I'd like to have a little more impact than that. What are the things that you need from my listeners? Is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it walking neighborhoods? What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what your viewers can do is, you know, go to rslc.gop and they can donate whatever amount of money they can. And you know what? I'll also say on top of that, too, I think it's incredibly important for folks to get out there, you know, grab the clipboard, go door to door as well, and make sure that, you know, the things that we're talking about today is being spread around, you know, the state here. Because, again, you know, this is an incredibly important year, you know, for us. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, folks from all across Nevada, you know, from Las Vegas all the way up to Reno, you know, come out, you know, in November and make sure that we're electing more state Republicans to the legislature.
Right now, there are a number of petition initiatives that are out, folks getting signatures. They need 140,000 signatures. And I guess my question is, these petition initiatives, are you folks getting involved in that at all?
At this moment, Kevin, you know, we are just, you know, again, we are focused on making sure that, you know, the most amount of, you know, Republicans, you know, down ballot are getting elected come November. So I can't really, you know, speak, you know, to some of those ballot initiatives again. But, you know, again, you know, we're focused on, you know, just making sure that Republicans get into office to address, you know, these issues that we've been talking about all day. You know, the massive, you know, unemployment, you know, numbers, you know, the highest inflation, again, in 40 years. So, you know, that's really where we're focused at right now.
Mason, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, how do they do it again?
So they can go to rslc.gop, and if they go to the right, you know, hand of the screen there, there's a nice little spot where they can make a donation. So, Kevin, really appreciate you having me on this afternoon, and, you know, look forward to staying in touch.
And we will indeed. Mason, thanks so much. Mason DePalma, he's the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican State Leadership Committee, and they're fighting the good fight, and we love people like that. We need all the help we can get in the state of Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG4 destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened. I sued to ensure our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak Ford and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak Reed and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, it is so fun to watch the left and their political meltdown with the acquisition of Twitter by Elon Musk. Let's go to cut two real quick, because this was Sean Hannity from last night's show on Fox News Channel. And he had some advice for Elon Musk. Because the problem with Elon Musk, nobody really knows, is this guy a lib or is this guy a conservative or is he middle-of-the-road guy? What is he? I mean, we just don't know. But after the acquisition, Sean Hannity last night loved the left's Twitter meltdown. And what should Elon Musk do from here? Listen to this.
If you own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.